I got a question, Lee.
Okay.
Is Darlene Graham ever going to tell the Democrats to knock it off and stop funding their campaign for her? Is she going to do that?
Well, like you said yesterday, is she aware that they are?
Well, here she is at the debate. What, me? $1 million by Democrats? No. No way. That would never happen.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
They're even booing her because they know she's full of it. But Lee, in my inbox, my text inbox, and if you look, you probably got it too. Mm-hmm. I got a text from that same Democrat PAC, and what is fascinating about it is that they're not even hiding it. It's called the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. Put that into, don't take my word for it, put it into Google. Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. You probably have it on your phone too. Here, I'll hold it up to the screen so you can see. See that? Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, the text I got telling me to vote for Darlene Graham in their own name. In their own name. Look, ask Google. Is it a Democrat PAC? Google tell you, Google AI will tell you it is. Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, here the text says. Early voting in the Republican Senate runoff starts today. And then they're pretending they're Republicans, okay? This is hilarious. Darlene Graham's the only candidate in this race endorsed by President Trump. Senator Tim Scott's with her, too. In the Senate, she'll back Trump's agenda and focus on lowering costs for South Carolina families, they say. And then they accuse Ralph Norman of betraying President Trump, which I've totally debunked. Okay. Again, they're pretending to be Republican. They're not. A guy by the name of Tom Mazzi, Matzie, M-A-T-Z-Z-I-E, a lifelong left-wing Democrat who specializes in raising PAC funds and spending them to either defeat Republicans or elect Democrats, is the guy who sent you that text. Not even hiding the name of the PAC. A PAC that put out a press release bragging that what they do is take out conservative Republicans in the primaries and their target is Ralph Norman. Again, not hiding it. This is him. I'll click on this one. On October 3rd, this is his Twitter, his tweet. On October 31st, 2024, so right ahead of the vote, but you know, the race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. He's working for Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, right ahead of the race, the presidential vote, Kamala Harris versus Trump. When Kamala Harris wins, he writes, it'll be no small part because of the movement that has come together to save our democracy. This is the guy who sent me this text yesterday telling me to vote for Darlene Graham and that Ralph Norman was a bad guy.
Seems like quite a conversion there, doesn't it, Tara?
Sure does. Now, listen to how he says he works with Never Trump Republicans to help Kamala win. Sounds very much like what's going on right now in this primary. He writes, Tom Matz, he writes on Twitter, when Kamala Harris wins, and again, this is October 31st, 2024. She's working for her. When Kamala Harris wins, it will be in no small part because of the movement that has come together to save our democracy. And yes, that includes Never Trump Republicans, who I would have never joined with before, but have shown their love of country is stronger than their love of party or ideology. He says, not going to get cocky yet, but Donald Trump's freakouts are a signal. He knows he's losing. Hopefully this goes down as one of the best executed campaigns in history because it looks like that. Again, when Kamala Harris wins, it'll be in no part because of the movement that has come together to save our democracy. He says, sending all of my love to the campaign professionals, campaign workers and volunteers who he says are supporting Kamala with him. 2024. Yeah. October 31st.
Less than 2 years ago.
He's the guy who runs the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. What did he just send me? He sent me this text telling me to vote for Darlene Graham from the what again? Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. In fact, if you start paying attention to your texts that and who's sending them, I bet you got this if you didn't delete it. It was in my inbox. And he's telling you, yeah, definitely go vote for, make sure you vote for Darlene. What did she promise them for that? again, Lee, in the real world, does anyone give you anything for free?
Oh, no. No.
Anybody give you $1 million for free?
No.
Because that's what he says he's spending in his press release. You're going to spend that amount of money that's so precious to Democrats right now because they're broke. They had to mortgage the DNC headquarters, right? Because their donors aren't sending any money. I can't imagine what you had to promise those people. Meanwhile, the Graham machine's up and running. What does it run on? What's its fuel, Democrats? Democrats. This is why Lindsey Graham worked overtime to make sure our primaries are closed. In other words, anybody can vote in the Republican primary. You don't have to be a registered Republican, right? Why? Because he knew he needed a lot of Democrats to thwart the will of freedom-loving conservatives like you and I. People who honestly are actual Republicans, even. So now we got this woman, Representative Annie McDaniel. She's out there online. Actually, she deleted it after the Freedom Caucus started sharing this.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, she's a Democrat state rep here in South Carolina. We don't have many of them, but she is one. She's a Democrat state representative in our legislature, and she's putting this stuff out on Facebook telling Democrats, go vote in the Republican primary. If you did not vote in the 2026 primary so far, she says, you may. And she says, starting 8/19 and election day is 8/25, yeah. Vote in the Republican primary. She's telling fellow Democrats to vote in the Republican primary for Darlene Graham.
Something state Democrats always tell us doesn't happen in this
state. No, never happens.
There's no crossover. No, we don't ever do that.
No. No, the Graham machine's built on crossover. That is why Lindsey Graham was the only Republican that Barack Obama lent his turnout software to after Obama had just used it in 2008. At the time, it was the most cutting edge. It was a sub-block division where they could go down. They could actually look at what people drove, their favorite beer and a couple of other things, tell if they were Democrat, turn them out to vote with highly tailored messages. He used that to win and then lent it to Lindsey Graham. I guarantee you they're working with the Democrats right now to turn this vote out in this Republican primary for Darlene Graham.
I got to tell you, Sarah, I've seen something interesting in the AP today. Now, yesterday I was commenting about how I thought it was interesting that the Associated Press was quickly on this story about Darlene Graham slipping up in that debate, mm-hmm. and talking about how national security is not her thing. Well, today there's a story in the South Carolina section of the Associated Press stuff that we get that goes into great detail about why Taiwan and the South China Sea are important to U.S. foreign policy. They do a decent and brief story about some of the strategic and economic reasons about why that is an important issue. And I'm thinking, why would you do this? Because I think that originally they wanted to do the story about Graham because they wanted to embarrass Donald Trump because, here's who your Republican president is, endorsing. So I'm wondering if now the Democrat strategy and the Associated Press there are not thinking, well, let's see if we can get if Darlene doesn't get it, then we've got Ralph Norman, and they're maybe thinking that he may be easier for Dr. Annie Andrews, the Democrat nominee, to beat. I don't know. I just think it's odd that they now come out with a big, long story. And watch this afternoon. The TV news stations around here will start repeating this story and talk about Darlene Graham saying this, and here's why it is important.
I think Ralph's going to be harder for her.
I agree.
Much harder for her. Because they want to run that. Right. They're going to run that clip into the ground. Yep. Annie Andrews and the Democrats will, yep, with Darlene Graham saying that. So, interesting. And then Sean Hannity, longtime friend of Lindsey Graham, just trying any way that he could to save Darlene Graham. And honestly, it was embarrassing. Yeah. It got silly. She made the argument, well, she checks. Nobody really cares about foreign policy anyway. In South Carolina, they don't. They just care about affordability. By the way, have you noticed she keeps saying, well, I'm going to be an affordability candidate. Okay, cool. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
She never says, does she?
And exactly how will you affect that in the Senate?
She doesn't say. I guess we have to vote for her to find out. Yeah. But here she is yesterday. You played some of this.
Mm-hmm. I tripped up on one question last night regarding Taiwan. But, I've said many times, I'm not a politician, certainly not a career politician. I don't speak politician. I was just honest, and I think that's kind of a foreign concept. But I talked to several people today. I traveled around the state, and they said, we appreciated the fact that you were honest. But I think people in South Carolina are more worried about making ends meet. They're concerned about boys and girls sports.
Honey, did you see those Military bases here on the coast?
Yeah.
You do know per capita, we send more of our sons and daughters mm-hmm. to fight and die for this country against who again? Who is our worst enemy? It'll come to me, Lee. Hold on. I don't know. It escapes me. It starts with a C. I can't
believe.
Hold on. You know what? I'm going to look it up at the break and I'll get back to you.
Was it Cuba?
It might have been Cuba. It could have been Cuba. I don't know. I'm going to look it up and get back to you in the next segment. Said no one who ever wanted to be a news talk show host ever or a senator for that matter. This is getting sad, folks. Darlene Graham last night on Sean Hannity explaining, she misspoke on China being our enemy and Taiwan not being able to answer simple, basic foreign policy questions that my 16-year-old who was watching the debate answered right off the top of his head. He's 16. As did many of you. I mean, you guys were texting me great answers yesterday. She didn't have one. But then she said yesterday on Hannity that, South Carolinians don't really care about stuff like that. They're not that they're worried about affordability, and then proceeded to not tell us at all what she's going to do on affordability. So Sean Hannity dives in to try to save her and says, you're qualified to be senator because Lindsay, you and Lindsay, he must have told you foreign policy things like Middle East things, right? Like he told you things, Middle East things, and you know things, right?
If people want to judge you on the South China Sea and Taiwan, okay, I think that's fair, but I bet based on all your time with your brother that you know probably everything about the Middle East because he went on one trip after another to every country in the Middle East. And I know you know a lot about Europe and the Ukraine-Russia situation because he went to Ukraine more than any other senator. And you even said in our interview that you were going to focus more on domestic issues than your brother did. I mean, you were very clear.
Absolutely. I know national security is important. We have a wonderful commander-in-chief. I know that we need to stand with Israel and the issues in Iran are serious. I understand all that. But again, I'm focused on the issues for everyday people in South Carolina that are struggling to make.
You can do both. A senator has to do both. Okay, it's called walking and chewing gum. You know what? This is an embarrassment for women everywhere. Oh my gosh, this is so bad. This is so bad. Why don't I end up foreign policy things? Because I just want to focus on domestic things. Yes, you're a senator. You should know foreign policy things and domestic policy things. But Lindsey Graham, this idea by Hannity. Well, you should be a senator because Lindsey went to some Middle East places and probably told you some things. That's your argument. Lindsey told her some things. Why don't you ask her, Sean, what were those things? Pick a Middle Eastern country. I'd ask her, what did Lindsey tell her about that country? But he didn't, because she can't answer it. Oh, by the way, we're now in day two. So Darlene Graham has been told by Ralph Norman, okay, Democrats have pumped $2 million into supporting you and defeating me. $1 million of it associated with Bernie Sanders associated PAC, and the other one associated with the Kamala Harris supporter PAC. $2 million bucks. So she's been informed, okay? She pretended she had no idea. Hasn't noticed a thing.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Honey, they're in my phone right now. It's called the Invest in Tomorrow PAC. They acknowledge they're a Democrat PAC. Bragged about how they're going to defeat Ralph Norman, how they defeat conservatives, and they're going to elect you. They put out a press release. Now, if she didn't really know that yesterday, okay, at the debate, she really did not know. Well, she said 2 days now, actually. It's actually really 2 days ago now, but whatever. Wouldn't you be a little curious? Wouldn't you Google it? Because it's all over the internet. Shoot, she could find all of it. The press releases, the ads. She could find all of it on my X feed. So she said, almost 2 days now. She goes, wow, are Democrats really supporting me? My staff didn't mention it. Wouldn't you Google that if you didn't know? And after you Googled it and found out it's absolutely true, wouldn't you tell them to cease and desist? Like Ralph did? He said, I don't want any Democrat money. I'm not interested in it. I don't want them spending the money. I don't like those people. Wouldn't you tell them cease and desist? Stop spending the money. Stop it. She hasn't. Think about that. She hasn't. So now we know two things. She knows. Democrats know she knows. Democrats know she's good with owing them. And let me tell you, whoever you owe in politics is who owns you. And the only question is what her people, her staff, whoever promised them in return for that $2 million worth of ads that she could call off right now. So I'm going to issue a challenge to this woman. You're either a Democrat or you call them off right now. Tell them stop spending money. You don't want Democrat money. You don't want to owe Democrats. You do it now. Do it now. She'll hear about it. They listen to the show. They've all started following me on Twitter. Do it now, darling. Prove to us you're not a Democrat and you don't want to owe Democrats. You want to owe us. Prove it. Put out a statement. Tweet. I don't care how you do it. Demand the Democrat PACs that sent me this text this morning in their own name. They admit they're the Invest in Tomorrow PAC. The pro-climate change, pro-green. Folks, you know what these people are pushing? They're pushing AOC's Green New Deal, and they're pissed that Ralph Norman defunded the parts of it they managed to get into the big, beautiful bill. That Ralph Norman said, not only no, but hell no, held that up, said, I'm not voting for that. I'm not getting, you strip it out. Trump and the Republicans were forced to strip it out, and he voted for it. And they are big pissed. So, Darlene Graham, I'm going to personally challenge you. You tell the Democrats to stop it. Stop sending South Carolinians texts advocating for your election and telling them where they can vote for you. Call them off. I'm going to give you 24 hours. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be sitting here tomorrow telling you she didn't do it because she wants the Democrat money. They love her. She loves them. She is one of them. They know it. She knows it. She will not call off that Democrat money. And you know what? Shame on Sean Hannity for not asking her that. Shame, shame, shame. Shame on our state media, left-wing media, especially Associated Press, not asking this woman. Send a question to her campaign. She didn't answer. Tell us that. You okay with Democrats spending $2 million to elect you in a Republican primary? Question one. Question two, what are you going to owe them? What'd you promise them? What was it? Because it was something. Call them off, Darlene. I dare you. I dare you. You've had 2 days to Google this, Darlene. In the meantime, early voting is open for business right now, so you can vote today and you can vote tomorrow. And you can go out and vote for Ralph Norman. We could end this absolute silliness here. We're not going to elect a Democrat in a Republican primary in South Carolina, deep red state, okay? We're not doing that. Call him off, darling. Call him off. Just say it with me. I don't like Democrats, and I don't want them spending money on my campaign. I disavow the Invest in Tomorrow PAC. I am not supporting the AOC Green New Deal. Say it, Darlene. Now watch. She won't. Texter writes, hey, Tara, so is Hannity going to have Ralph Norman on his show? So, you know, we can all see the whole fair and balanced thing. Texter writes, Tara, you need to take a show remote to Myrtle Beach to the Trump rally to get out the message. I bet Trump doesn't even know half of this. I bet he doesn't. Folks, I want to play this for you. Lindsey Graham, in his own county of his birth, booed at a Trump rally. And I want to remind you, now, well, I'm sorry he is past. We didn't like him very much. And we didn't like him very much because he didn't like us much.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome United States Senator Lindsey Graham.
Thank you. Welcome to Pickens. Thank y'all for coming. You want to find something in common? Just calm down for a second.
Tex texter reminds me that the reason for that was because there was a Pickens County Republican meeting to censor Lindsey Graham for his positions and his comments on amnesty. Afterwards, he told them they could go to hell. This is where we are. And that, that you know, censoring of Lindsey Graham was because he got booed. That's the real Lindsey Graham. And folks, the staff running him and ultimately her, it's the same people. It's the same people. The ones he called bigots. The ones he told to go to hell for supporting Trump. Here he is telling Trump to go to hell.
And you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Now, in all fairness, Lindsey Graham hasn't sounded like that in the last couple of years. He never does. He usually pivots around the last 2.5 years of his 6-year term, starts acting like one of us again. We're about to go through the nightmare of Lindsey Graham 1.0, where he stabs us in the back all the time, hangs out with the Democrats, and just generally can't stand us. That's the real Lindsey Graham. And the people who work for him are the ones he hired and the ones who agree with all of this. That's who he is. This is the guy who ran a reign of terror during the Russia collusion hoax. Remember when Trump wanted to fire Mueller? Trump wanted to fire Rod Rosenstein? Trump wanted to do the things like firing Jim Comey, which he ultimately did to stop the Russia collusion hoax. And Lindsey Graham would go on TV every night and threaten Trump and talk about what great guys these deep staters were.
But do you believe that he's pursuing this thing in an honest fashion, from what you know, not what you hope, but what you know?
Yeah, yeah, I believe he is. I believe he's the right guy to have been chosen. He's going to give a an analysis of what happened in a fair hand, in a fair-minded way.
He's talking about Robert Mueller there. Oops. This is who he is, folks. This is why the Democrats on trust alone are pumping $2 million into electing Darlene Graham on the word of the machine. This is the Lindsey Graham who called you and me bigots because we didn't want amnesty.
We are going to solve this problem. We're going to tell the biggest to shut up and we're going to get this right.
Get what right? See, because that was him talking to the same donors funding this mess now. Well, minus the Democrats. What was the plan? Here's what he told those donors. By the way, that was him in 2011 calling you and me bigots in front of the donors paying for his campaign at a fundraiser. He didn't realize he was being recorded.
Phase two, as I see it, is we move further toward border security in its full sense, that we begin to find a pathway forward for the 11 million not included in phase one, that once we get a glide path for them, I expect in return that we'll have a secure border and we'll increase legal immigration so people in the future don't have to cheat. Does that sound pretty reasonable?
It sounds like a phase two. Well.
By the way, that was when he was still saying he would give Trump the money for the wall if Trump would agree to the amnesty. That's him describing that amnesty he was going to trade for wall funding. Otherwise, you don't do the amnesty, you don't get to be safe. You don't get to get a wall. That's Lindsey Graham 1.0, the guy you experienced the first 3 years of a Lindsey Graham presidency. The people behind him are the people behind her now, plus the Democrat billionaires who supported Kamala Harris. They're behind her, too. Folks, keep your eyes on this Hayden Panettiere situation. It'd be fascinating to watch the Greenville PD and our local law enforcement handle this. This is going to be a huge story. Because let me tell you what they're doing right now. They're trying to rule out murder. Now, just as a general law enforcement practice, any good law enforcement agency would. Because the situation around how she was found at Judson Mill is bizarre. And the more layers of it you find out, you know, two brothers were there when they found her. They were trying to resuscitate her. Brian Hickerson, her on again and off again boyfriend, you probably heard that in the news. Listen to this. And his brother, who she was also dating, in a love triangle. that Brian Hickerson kind of didn't know about. Wait, she was dating them both? Yeah. And you're just thinking law enforcement mindset, okay? You show up, she's dead, they're alive, and at least one of them doesn't seem too upset about that. I'm not saying anything at all. I don't know, but as a law enforcement officer, you got to rule out murder. Especially when she took what they're calling the celebrity cocktail. It's a certain mix of medicines. Yes, they were prescribed for her. You take them together, it kills you. Think Matthew Perry. So they're going to have to work their way through all of that. It's going to be fascinating. And then again, folks, then it really goes off the rails. Because let me tell you what, do you know Brian Hickerson, one of the boyfriends, sent her threatening texts following a February 2020 domestic battery arrest for hitting her with a closed fist. And he's at the scene of her death. However it happened. Yeah. You're a police officer, like every hair on your body is standing up. So this is going to be one of these classic Hollywood, I don't want to call it a murder mystery, but they're absolutely going to have to rule that out. And that's why you've already seen the, you know, them having to comment on, wow, you're at the Hickerson household. What were you doing there? Yeah, we were there. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. They can't say anything right now. They absolutely can't. Folks, this is going to get wild. It's going to be local. There's going to be major national focus on this. Every crime blog should be covering it. It's going to be wild. By the way, Brian Hickerson sent a text threatening to go to war with her after the domestic battery arrest for hitting her with the closed fist because he wanted the charges to go away. He wanted her to make the charges go away. Yeah. This, folks, this is going to get wild. Just keep your eye on it.